Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. During the pandemic, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week we hear a traditional vegan recipe from one of London's best-loved Japanese chefs.
Hi, my name is Masaki Sugisaki from fusion Japanese restaurant called Dynics SW3 in Knightsbridge. Today, I would like to share a traditional Japanese vegan dish, double cooked aubergine with caramelized sweet miso known as nasu miso, although in Japan we call it differently as nasu dengaku. This dish is one of the most popular dish in my restaurant, and as a fact, a lot of guests are asking for recipe too. I'm sure a combination of melting texture of aubergine and aromatic sweet miso flavor will make you addicted. Ingredients are very simple. Aubergine, white miso for miso soup, Japanese sweet sake called mirin, and cooking grade of sake. You can find all these items in the supermarket. And even more good news is, it is very simple to prepare too. First, cut the aubergine in half in the lengthways, and score them both skin and the fresh side. Soak them in the water for half an hour. In the meantime, prepare the sauces. Simply mix 150 grams of miso, 50 grams of sake, 50 grams of mirin, and finally 50 grams of sugar in a saucepan, and gently simmer for 10 minutes. Please keep stirring as it is easy to be burnt. Next step is to deep fry aubergine about 3 minutes in each side in 180 degrees vegetable oil, then rest them for a few minutes. After resting, apply the miso on the aubergine and bake them in the oven just to caramelize. Now, when you do the caramelization, please do not be afraid to put the colors on. Deeper the color is create a nice aromatic flavor. Finally, sprinkle some sesame seeds on top and serve. In my restaurant, guests are having this dish as a main course or even side of the meat dishes or fish dishes. Some guests are having with white steamed rice, which is a very Japanese flavor. I personally like shaved truffle on top with a few drops of truffle oil too. The combination between a miso and a truffle is very unique and I love them. On a side note, this sweet miso is a very useful sauce to have it in your fridge. It lasts long, like a month in the fridge, and it can be used for many different ways, such as marinade for the fish. As a fact, the famous Japanese dish blakko is marinated in this kind of sauce. This sauce also can be used for the meat marinade by adding the ginger juice. It also can be a dipping sauce for the sashimi by simply adding the rice vinegar and bit of mustard onto it. I'm sure you will like this sauce, and it's a wintery dish as well. So please do try it and hope you like it.
My thanks to Masaki Sugisaki of Dynings SW3 in London. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.